Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
But that song to me means cool. You know what else is cool? One of your partners over there at Bally Sports. His name is Austin Carr. We know him as Mr. Cavalier. And right now he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Not only is that song cool, AC, but you're cool too. Like I'm looking at the new AC.
It's getting deep, AC.
I'm just looking at the new AC, and he's got just that little bit of hair on his chin. It's so cool. AC, you're so like as you get you're like a fine wine. You get cooler with age, my friend. Cooler with age.
Oh, man. Hey, you laid it on heavy now, Andy.
No, I do like the look. I remember saying to Jeff first time I saw it, I was like, man, AC's looking good and hip. I don't know. That's just me. All right, I sound goofy.
AC was born hip.
That is true.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, definitely, I know we've worked together a long time, but, man, you're kind of putting a lot of stuff on there today.
It's a lot of pressure. You know, he's so hip that he broke one hip, then came back on the other hip, and still has a lower handicap than you playing golf.
Yeah, exactly.
AC, all right, speaking of cool, this team is pretty cool. They're a lot of fun to watch, and to me, they're the definition of team over me. I love the way this team's playing right now. It's not about one guy. It's about a collective that's doing a great job, and it's been a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, I mean, when you look at how we have developed. I mean, and I'm still, you know, because of the last three seasons, I'm still a little cautious. But at the same time, they've already played enough games to where this is basically who they are, as long as they stay healthy. And the one thing that I hear everywhere in Cleveland is they like to watch them play. Why? Because the Cavs play basketball the way we all were taught to play the game. There's no individualism out there. It's all teamwork. And what you see as the last three or four games, great plays by different people. Marketing has made three crucial plays at the right time of these games for us to win the game, to take the games to two possessions at the right time. And basically, they have too many people to worry about. So he's learning how to make himself free because of all the double teams they have to do in the low post, and it's really, really kind of interesting to see how it's all developing, because it's kind of doing it. They're morphing into it themselves. It's not really something that they plan it, but they don't really know what's going to happen until they get out there. But now they're starting to see how each person affects each other.
AC, one thing that Andy and I have enjoyed when LeBron was here, and you know, thank God the Cavs were able to draft him. Thank God he came back. We all loved the championship. It was such a great time. But we had folks calling our show all the time, AC, and saying, well, the Cavs will never be good again, blah, blah,
right,
blah. You can't do it without the big superstar. And I'm going to pay no attention. And I thought, well, you're so full of it, it's ridiculous, because your teams in the 70s played great team ball. People embraced them. Brad Doherty, Mark Price, that era of Cavs basketball – was a team, and people embraced it. And your teams, those teams, beloved in our city. And we all knew that that would happen again, and it's starting to happen again, because it's the same type of basketball that you guys played, that the Hot Rod Larry Nance teams played, and people are eating it up. I love that.
Yeah, me too, Jeff. I mean, because that's how we all were taught to play the game. You pass, cut, defend, help each other. I mean, and they do a great job. And really, the Cavs are going against the grain of the NBA, the small ball. I mean, the only team that I see that's going to be tough is if Durant comes back to the net. I don't know. I don't see anybody beating them. But, I mean, when you look at what's going on, we are going to be a hard out when we get that far because of the way we move the ball, we play the defense. We have, I think, now that Okoro's starting to get back into his, I mean, we can stick him on the whoever the two guard is scoring, and he'll take care of that business, and he's starting to score too. So everything is starting to kind of get back into to where everybody, you like to see good unselfish ball, and that's what we are doing, and they sort of mimic the Miracle team, and they mimic Price's and Doherty's team, and because Brad and I have a good time doing the games because it's just like what we did when we played. I mean, it's just really watching it is unbelievable because I really see the only problem we have, we're a little thin. We got to get some backups in there. I mean, losing Rubio was a major, major. I would contend right now, if we still had Rubio, we would be the number one team in the East. Hmm. Now, that's saying a lot, but I just think that's how much I thought of what Rubio was doing for the team.
Right. So what expectations, and when Rondo's healthy, what kind of expectations should we have for him to try to fill in some of that missing
stuff?
He
was starting to get it going there until he had the hamstring, but you kind of expected that because he wasn't playing at all in L.A. And then come here and they thrust him right in there paying minutes, and that was going to happen. But from watching when he was playing, I mean, he's not a dynamic scorer like Rubio, but he does everything else. And that, to me, is what we need in that second unit. And I have to take my hat off to Goodwin. Goodwin is much – he had problems with his jumper at first. He started to knock that down now. And defensively, he's aggressive. Offensively, he is quick as garlic. I mean, he is – his quickness, if you just turn him loose, but you can see right now he's a little trying to fit in instead of having the confidence to just play his game. But he is going to be tough too. But if we stay healthy, I think we can handle at least make that first round competitive if we get that far. We got to stay out of that play-in situation. I just don't feel good about that play-in situation.
Austin Carr joining us from Bally Sports Ohio. AC, I think it's pretty impressive. You lost Colin, who was your leading scorer when he went out, and, of course, was the leading scorer last year. Then you lost Ricky, and yet you're still being competitive here. And,
yes,
you know, I that's pretty impressive, but it shows, I think, maybe the strength of that big three lineup that they've put out there. And the thinking was so out of the box. I wonder if it happened, AC, and I don't know the answer. When Kobe Altman made the trade to get Markkanen, or if then they sat back and thought, all right, we picked up a good player. Now how do we make it all work? Whatever it is, I love the fact that they did something different and it's working. That's so cool in a league that they so often do the same things.
Exactly right. They copycat. But if we continue like we're going, the market for seven foot mobile players is going to go up big time. because when you look at how we're actually, our style is more suited to the playoffs than it is regular season. Because you know in the playoffs, there's not a whole bunch of run up and down the floor. Even the teams like Phoenix and the Golden State, they don't go up and down the floor like they do during the regular season. So everything comes, in other words, the style of play comes back to us. And that is what I think is going to really help us is the fact that, and we're learning how to use our bigs now. I mean, so it's really – and then when you think about it, you come in with the second team, and Love is a big, but he's a guy that can shoot from the outside. So he and – I tell you, Jetty's having a fantastic season also. And the one thing we do miss is the Rubio-Love connection because that was just lighting people on fire. We got to see if Rondo can get back into it. Goodwin doesn't play that style, but – maybe Rondo can because he's before he went out, Rondo was making a few situations like that with Love. So hopefully we can get it all, keep it all going, stay healthy, and make ourselves a good situation. But tonight's huge because there's not often during this course of a season that you get to play the first two teams that are in front of you you get to play them. And we beat one, the Nets. We got a chance to beat the Bulls tonight, and that will really shrink things in the, as far as the top four teams are concerned. We would only be, I think, a half game out if we win tonight.
Correct.
AC, where does JB fit in all of this? Like, you know, it's one thing when you have a superstar, but, I mean, he's got to map something out here, and he did, and it's working. So where does he fit in this whole thing?
Well, he's the orchestrator of it. It's because he keeps it. What I like about what he's done, he doesn't let them slip. He keeps it on their mind. And really, you both know that if you change something, the only way that change will work is if you have success. And the Cavs had success or having success with the change. So now everybody's bought into it because they see that it works. And that's usually what happens. And it's just been it's been something that I didn't think was going to happen this fast. In 3.5 months, they've learned how to win at home. They learned how to, especially winning on the road. They had 15-9 on the road at this point. That is unbelievable. They've learned how to win on, I mean, and you don't do all that in 3 months. So it's amazing what they've come up with. And really, the whole centerpiece to everything is the defense. I mean, that they are just doing this little win streak. They're holding people to about 102 points a game, something like that. And so the defense travels, and that carries everywhere. If you can bring that defense, and now our offense is picking up a little bit, it's going to make make us a tough opponent to knock out if we make it to the playoffs. Or should I say when we make it to the playoffs.
I like that thought. AC, the one thing about the defense – most folks, when they hear people talk about defense, say, hey, great, great. You know, let's see the other stuff because that's more entertaining. The Cavs actually play entertaining defense. You know, with Mobley and Allen in the back, and Isaac Okoro has been up front and creating some steals, and our fans have really embraced that part of the game. How tough is it, AC, for a young bunch like this, because all the starters are 24 or younger, to get that defensive mindset and then make it work on the floor?
Yeah, it's tough. That's hard. I mean, but again, when you have the bigs back there, we had Nate Thurman. They had Larry Nance, Mark's team, and Doherty. I mean, when you have guys back there, because you listen to Okoro talk, and he talked about his defense, but he knows he has Mobley and Jarrett back there along with Markkanen. So that makes him a little bit relax a little bit to be able to get up on your man and be more aggressive with him. It just makes a huge difference to have the bigs in the back and really it's the mobility of the bigs. You can have – a lot of other teams have bigs, but they're not as mobile and fluid as our guys. And that's what's really making the difference. When you come off that pick and roll and we switch, our guy can stay with you. And what is starting and what happens a lot is – when they come off that pick and roll, our guy jumps out there, the whole offense stops because they want to try and beat you off the dribble. So now defense can reset and recalibrate. So now we get in better position to defend whatever's going to happen. So it's really a solid situation that we have going. We just got to find a way to keep it going.
AC, I want to ask you just a quick question. I'm just curious your thoughts on this. It doesn't have to be specifically about the Kyrie situation. Kyrie said some stuff to the fans the other night. Is it today's player or is it just one player or is it just, I mean, in essence, he called one of our fans or somebody was a heckler, ungrateful. And he used some pretty colorful words before that, but I'm just curious what your thoughts are about just players, you know, kind of jawing back at fans and the relationship.
Yeah, that is the athlete. That's a lot. Not everybody now. I don't want.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to say that everybody. Either. Yes.
It's not everybody, but some athletes now. That's just their way of dealing with it. I mean, to me, that kind of stuff just went over my head. I didn't even pay any attention to it because, you know, it was usually a fan that was not on my side. Because all the people that were on my side were all positive people. So that's just part of the game. That's where I received it. So it didn't bother me, but. When you have, put it this way, Kyrie has a lot of doubt, probably self-doubt about, you know, some of the things in his life.
Sure.
And when you have a lot of self-doubt, those kind of things bother you. It gets under your skin. And but when you're confident about what you're doing and who you are, you don't let that kind of stuff bother you. And I just think he's right now he's having problems, inner problems that he has to deal with. And that's what happened.
Did you ever get into it with a fan? I mean, you said you didn't have rabbit ears.
No. I never did. I never did pay any attention to that stuff because it had nothing to do with the game. I had to focus on me. When you got in guys like Jerry West, Oscar Robertson, Phil Chenier, Walt Frazier, Earl Monroe, I don't have time to be worried about that kind of stuff. I got to get keep my mind. I got to keep my mind on my job, and that's about it. So I never did worry about that kind of stuff because it was always somebody that had too much to drink or was just. And most of the hecklers, it's funny how fans have changed too, because most of the hecklers were in certain arenas. You knew who they were. And because they stood out, because people didn't do that. Now, a lot of people doing it now. So you have to have a tough skin. That's the only way I can explain it. You got to have tough skin, and you got to deal with it. I mean, unless somebody would say something to me that would about my family or something personal like that, then or my race or whatever, which some people do have that problem, then I'm gonna ask him to be escorted out. But other than that. Everything is normal. I wouldn't have any problem with it.
Interesting. I just remember being a kid, being at the Coliseum. I want to say it was Moses Malone, but I'm not for sure. I just remember I was at the game with my dad, and I remember there was somebody baseline. He might have even been Joe Nara. Who was the super guy? The guy that always had the Wheaties box that was going back. You remember him? And I remember at the end of the game, you know, he had to hit a big free throw at the end of the game and just – gently just blew him a kiss at the end of the game, and I was like, wow, that was great. He just got back at him, you know? Just be quiet.
That's the way you answer that kind of stuff. Simple as that. They'll point at the scoreboard.
All right, you AC. Time is flying, and you guys sound great. We were talking about you yesterday, and especially, I mean, with you and Brad and John Michael, you guys sound great on TV, and I love watching every night. Thank you, AC.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.